We are lucky to be joined in the studio today by the founder of Hello Yellow, Charlotte Hillary. But first, let's look back. Over the years, we have all seen some change in the level of accessibility within our communities. We have more ramps, more lifts, at more train stations, making transport more accessible than ever before. We have a range of sports that are inclusive and also educational, and community groups that really push for inclusive living in all areas of our community. We even have beach mats now, so I can wheel myself down and catch a wave if I like. So many amazing changes. Has anyone ever thought about fashion though? I know there are many kids and adult bandanas instead of bibs and accessories that make things easier. But what about fashion? Simply wanting to look good. I know I have had some trouble putting on some of my sports jerseys before, unless hugely oversized. And even some collared shirts that are too difficult to button up. Things we don't overly think about, I guess. Lucky for us, my community treasure is a true gem who had not just given it some thought, but really taken the initiative to bring adaptive clothing all in one place so everyone can look, dress and feel their best. Please give a warm welcome to the show, Charlotte from Hello Yellow Clothing. Welcome to the show, Charlotte. It is great to have you in the studio, a part of the Markability show today. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Charlotte, can you tell my listeners a little about yourself and your own background?
I founded Hello Yellow earlier this year, which we'll talk a little bit more about, but I also work part-time as a family lawyer. I grew up in London and lived in New Zealand for a while. And my family's back in London, and I have had a sister who lives, her family lives in Boston, so we're a very global family. I've been living in Brisbane for about 12 years now, and I have 3 children.
Well, I do like the name Hello Yellow, your business. Can you tell us all about this and how it came about?
Yes, earlier this year I set up Hello Yellow Clothing, which has 2 streams to it. It's essentially an online clothing store for adaptive and inclusive clothing. So adaptive clothing is clothing that's been adapted for people with different needs and abilities to help them with dressing and other needs that they may have. There's 2 parts to the business. One is our store, Hello Yellow Second Chance, which is a pre-loved clothing store, which is essentially a clothing swap. There's no charge for the clothes, and I'm looking for people to give us any secondhand clothes that they might have, so we can then pass those on to people who can make use of them. And that's up and running on our website. Later this year, hopefully around October, I'm looking at starting a clothing store for new clothes, selling new clothes, adaptive and inclusive clothing. So I came up with the name Hello Yellow. It's always hard to find a new business name. And the yellow, I really like the, I wanted the store to be very positive, joyful, happy, and the hello is friendly and open and welcoming to everybody. So those are really the 2 parts of the business.
What inspired you to get so involved in this amazing project?
So a few years ago, my sister became very sick with terminal cancer. She had a rare form of stomach cancer. And during her last year, she had a number of operations, and she had a G-tube which was inserted into her stomach. And as a result, she couldn't eat, and she had an IV tube out of her arm. She found through that process the clothing that she could wear was very limiting. In particular, she wanted to wear pajamas, but she found that the tubes that came out of her stomach would snag on the pajamas. And I said to her, look, don't worry, I'll find something on the internet, and because I'm a big internet shopper. And I said, I'm sure I'm bound to find something. And was very surprised when I couldn't find anything that really fitted her needs. And then that led us to really look more broadly at the adaptive clothing market. And I was absolutely astounded at the lack of clothes for all sorts of different needs that people have. And some of the adaptions are very simple, but would be helpful to people. So to be able to open your T-shirts sometimes at the arm so that you could put somebody can put their own T-shirt on if they have an IV. And so me and my sister were looking at what was available and surprised at, the lack of options, but also the lack of fashionable options. Because fashion's important to the way people feel about themselves. And so even though there are some options out there, often they put function over fashion. And there's maybe a range of a couple of T-shirts and some block colours, but you don't have the range of designs that you would have in the mainstream clothing industry. So the idea for Hello Yellow came up to try and bring together what was already out there, being made in different places all over the world, to try and bring it together in one place so that it made it easier for people to find.
Can you share some basic examples of adaptive clothing?
Yeah, I've brought a couple of examples in. So I've got a pair of pajama bottoms here, which are made from a company in England called Inga Wellbeing. These are the pajamas that my sister eventually ended up finding, which have a number of they open down both sides. This company makes clothes specifically for people in hospital. And so that the doctors can access people's stomachs without them having to get fully undressed and lose that dignity of having to expose the whole of your body while the doctors might have to access only part of it. So they have a number of different openings. And it also means that, for example, my sister could have had her G-tube come out of the side of those pajamas. They're made in beautiful soft material.
Yeah, they're really lovely.
Yeah. I've also got a dress here, which is made in England. And this was designed for people who have type 1 diabetes. So it has an insulin pump holder. And it also has a number of openings on the dress in the arm and the hips where if people need to inject, they can just slip them open and they can inject at multiple places all over their body. So they're not being limited to having to inject in the same sites over and over again. And the third one I have here is an item of clothing from our secondhand store. And this is one that's been donated.
I like that.
Thanks. And this is one that's been donated from somebody in New South Wales who had a son with autism. And what she's done is she's sewn the T-shirt and the shorts together. And she's put a zip up the back of the T-shirt. And this is for a child who might take their clothes off or put their hands in inappropriate places when they're in public. So it's it looks, when you're wearing it, like just a short and a T-shirt, but it provides the function of being secure. These are up on the secondhand store site, and I'm looking for somebody who might have a use for them. So those are just a few examples of the kind of...
I've seen on your Facebook page a TV advertisement where the shirt has no collar but material, sort of, overlapping. Do you think something like this, or even buttons, from the shoulders to the neck, in my sports jersey, could really mean I could actually buy a Brisbane Lions jersey in my size, and not 10 sizes too large?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to be seeing more and more of in the next few years is more options in these kinds of clothes. There's big changes happening all around the world, a lot coming out of America, Canada, and the England and Europe. There is a company in the US that makes a range of pick covers, so sleeves that people who have IVs put over their the place that the IV goes into their arm, and they've got a range that that are designed for the American Football League over there. So they've got all the different teams on those.
That's very so cool.
I think in time we will definitely see some big advances.
Yeah.
Well, I will need to redo my wardrobe. What advice would you give to local designers or their up-and-coming fashion designers of the future? Should they consider keeping this type of design an option?
Absolutely. I think I really think that this is the new frontier of the fashion industry. One in five people in Australia identify as having a disability. So that is a huge market that currently are not really being catered for. There's some obviously some figures on this. There's a disposable, they say, a disposable income of $54 million. That people who identify as having a disability have. I had an email this morning that came up with the figure that by 2022 they think the adaptable clothing market will be worth $325 billion globally. So this is big business. But as well, I think if I was a designer, I think it offers you some really interesting new ways of working. There's designs that just people haven't thought of before, so it's a pretty exciting area to be involved in.
Great advice. I look forward to seeing more choices out there for everyone. How can my listeners find out more?
So you can go to our website, which is helloyellowclothing.com, but it's a hello and a yellow with no W. So Y-E-L-L-O clothing.com, or we're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough for your time today, Charlotte. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today and for being a part of that Markability show today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.